The 5th Annual Extra Life Video Game Marathon is coming up on October 20th, 2012. Now it's time for gamers to make a difference. Extra Life is just like a run or a walk or a bike event, except you never have to leave the comfort of your own living room. Just sign up online at extra-life.org to register. On October 20th at 8 a.m., you play any games you want for 24 hours. Find out more and sign up to play online at extra-life.org. Play games. Heal kids. Extra Life.
Once again, Nintendo Oki is proud to support Extra Life. On October 20th, we will be playing games for 24 hours straight, and all the donations we receive will go towards the Children's Miracle Network to help children in their time of need. Please go to nintendo-oki.com and extra-life.org to find out what you can do to help.
Howdy, everybody. Welcome to the Question Block. This is Nintendo Oki's video game trivia podcast where we ask you 9 questions, talk about the answers for a little bit, then we put somebody in the hot seat. I am your host, Tony, and joining me as he does every week, we've got Shelby.
Hi, I'm your co-host, Shelby, and welcome to the Question Block where we ask you 9 questions, talk about the answers, and then we put somebody in the hot seat. This is your host, Tony.
Didn't I just say all of that?
I don't know, probably not. I don't know, you weren't paying attention either?
Apparently not. It rained today, Shelby. I don't know if you know that.
I found that out coming home, apparently. There was water in ditches, and I was like, oh, look at all the water. Where did it come from?
My front yard is a muddy swimming pool right now.
Well, that's... I guess that it could be worse. It probably could be better, too, though.
That's probably true. Rain for what, I guess about an hour and a half, and it downpoured, so...
I didn't even know. I was unaware. Apparently...
Well, you were at Micah's Arcade, so...
We were. You know, things happen. We've already spoke about that, you know, in the timeline of this stuff, but, you know, I would like to point out in the timeline of this stuff, Extra Life tomorrow! Well, participate, watch, donate, please.
Oh, I am so excited about the show this year.
We want your money.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. Yes, if you have not donated, if you want to donate... Head on over to the site and click on the Extra Life thing on the sidebar. Every little bit helps.
Round one.
Let's get started. It's time for the music round. What do you got for us this week?
This week, I'm falling on my Dead or Alive-esque-ness thing. So, you know how last week was Dead or Alive music, and I'm like, well, I can't do Dead or Alive music again, can I?
No.
No, I can't, but I can do ninja music, Tony.
Well, ninja there are music. Ninjas in Dead or Alive,
there so. Are ninjas in Dead or Alive, and there are ninjas in all of these games that I'm about to play music for.
That's an amazing coincidence.
So when you hear music, think ninjas, and tell me what ninja games these are from, starting with song one I'm going to play for you right now. Do you feel like throwing some stars, maybe swinging a sword and like disappearing into a pile of leaves?
I feel like dodging a bunch of eagles.
Ooh, dodging eagles. I like that. That's a ninja thing to do. That's a very American ninja thing to do, I might even say.
It is.
A bald eagle, you know. Is it American to dodge a bald eagle or is that un-American? I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to hurt it. It is the national bird, so you want to do whatever you can to protect it.
Eagles are kind of jerks. I mean, they're supposed to be all noble, but man, they're so territorial.
get out of my place or I'll peck your eyes out.
I guess that's kind of American, though, so I guess that works, right?
It works perfectly.
But this, Tony, this game is Ninja Gaiden on the NES, not those Xbox or 360 or PlayStation ones, no.
Or arcade ones.
Yeah. My pencil just ran out of lead. I cannot write down times now.
Well, that's not good.
Well, I have to use a pen now. Great. I cannot erase it. Ninja Gaiden, that was this. Man, my world is destroyed without my pencil.
I like me some Ninja Gaiden.
I like pencils.
Pencils are good, too.
Pencils are good, but Ninja Gaiden, the pen is mightier than the sword, as they say. Ha ha, see, I tied that back around. I know what I'm doing. tell me, I don't know what I'm doing.
What if you're a poetic ninja and you use both a pen and a sword?
What if your pen is a sword?
Whoa.
Or what if your sword's a pen? Woo-hoo. Man, talk about your penmanship or swordsmanship.
That would be a giant pen. Swords are pretty big.
What is a giant pen or a really small sword? Wait, no. Yeah, giant pen. Yeah.
Question two.
Song two. I'm going to play it for you right here. So now, Tony, do you feel like throwing a really sharp sword or a really dull pin or like a ninja star or a shuriken, as they call them on the street?
What about a ninja star with like 5 ink pens on it?
I was thinking the same thing. You could write so much with that?
You could write 5 different things at once.
Man, I want to see that piece of paper. That's some complicated... Is that college rule, or what is that? I don't know.
It's ninja ruled.
Yes! Every now and then you catch me off guard with a good one. That was good. Good job. You win. I'm not making any more jokes. Shinobi 3, that's what this game is.
You know why we're only talking about pins? It's because neither of us have played this game, so we had to have something to talk about.
And we discovered that during the song playing. No, I have never played a Shinobi game.
I've almost picked up the one that came out on the 3DS not too long ago.
Really? What'd you pick up instead? Can you really pick up a digital game? I mean, that's kind of a thing you need for something tangible.
It was a retail game.
Oh, but
there was that retail Shinobi game.
But you said it was a digital. But you said you got a digital. You can't really pick up a digital game, is what I'm saying.
That's true. Well, I guess if you pick up your 3DS, you're picking up all of your digital games.
It's exactly the opposite. You download it. It's like exactly the opposite of picking it up. You down it low. Whoa.
I'm so confused now.
I don't know what happened there. Pins. 5 pins on a piece of paper with a ninja on it.
There you go.
That's what we're doing. So I guess we're just going to roll on into song number 3 here.
Which I think that's probably the best thing to do.
I will play for you right now.
Okay,
So that doesn't sound as much ninja as the other songs. I think you'll agree.
Absolutely, I would. That does not sound like ninja music at all.
I believe, as we said a moment ago, this sounds like ninja elevator music.
Yes.
And my question is now, what does a ninja elevator do? Does it transport ninjas, or does it go sideways in a diagonal? I don't know. Do the doors like open and close really fast, and you just got to be ready? But, I mean, a normal elevator, you know, is not for normal people, but a ninja elevator, they got to up it up. You know, ninjas are intense.
Every time the door closes, a puff of smoke comes up because ninjas always vanish in a puff of smoke.
Yeah, and if you push the button, like automatically something shoots out of some wall and you have to dodge it or something, right?
Yep.
Or the box is actually a mile away and you got to throw a really sharp knife or something to make it hit the button. I don't know. It seemed like it would be very hard to be a ninja. I don't think I want to go in a ninja elevator.
Not unless you're a ninja.
Yeah, definitely.
If you're just a regular person, you're probably going to end up dead.
Yeah. Let's say this is maybe the ninja elevators are actually here the whole time, but they're like ninjas. We can't see them. Is that that's how they get around, isn't it? Elevators. Man, what's a ninja escalator like? I don't know. There's a whole rabbit hole we could go down here.
Well, you are an engineer, so call up one of your ninja engineers or ninjineers.
That's it. That's what they're called from here on out. Ninjineers.
Ninjineers. Call your ninjineer friends and ask them what a ninja escalator is all about.
I don't know any ninjineers. I wish I did. And I definitely can tell you, Ibuki from Super Street Fighter 4, is not, I don't know, maybe she's an engineer. I think she's just a ninja with like a pet raccoon or something. I don't know what that thing is.
Does she have a pen, though?
She's got the knife things I was talking about, and some baggy pants, and some really long hair.
That's very true.
Yeah, she's very teenager ninja-esque. But this is Ibuki's theme from Super Street Fighter 4.
A very good game.
And she's a ninja.
There you go.
I don't know. She wasn't in Super Street Fighter. They didn't put her... I think she first appeared in 3 or something. I don't know. I'm not the Street Fighter expert. Micah's listening to this right now, screaming at his iPod.
We should just bring him on anytime we talk about Street Fighter.
His MP3 listening device. I don't know. Maybe he's listening in his car. I don't know what's going on. Hey, Micah, what's up? How wrong am I? What's up, dude?
So there you go. There are your 3 pieces of ninja music.
That's 3. That's ninja 3. That's like a 3-pointed ninja star music, like a ninja MP3. Ah!
Ninja.
There it is.
Ninja cubed.
Ninja 3. Just go on to the next thing.
Round 2.
Round 2 is called Suey Pig.
What? Wait, Sue a pig?
No, not sue a pig, suey, you know, like calling a pig to you.
Okay, I got you.
See, because this round is all about pigs in video games.
Nice, I played one of the best pig video games ever, but I'll talk to you about that later, but everyone else has already heard it. That's how this works.
Okay, all right, well, here we go. Question 4. This anthropomorphic pig man is the uncle of the green-lipped heroine in Beyond Good and Evil.
Really? He's her uncle?
Not her. He's her uncle in quotation marks.
Okay, well, uncle is not in quotation marks here. That's what confused me.
Yeah, I forgot to put the quotation marks.
Okay, because I'm going to say...
I did finger quotes.
Did you? Okay, well, I can't see that. So
we should use a camera.
It doesn't take a picture for this podcast. Put this whole podcast in quotes, people. This is a podcast where we ask trivia questions to people that listen to this show and have a good time.
There you go. And maybe someone out there listening is named Paige.
Paige? Yeah. It's P-E-Y apostrophe J. He's like Kryptonian or something. I don't get it.
Or Klingon.
Yeah, something. It's weird. I don't know why aliens have to spell things weird.
I don't either.
Why can't they just use English like everyone else?
Because English is hard. They got to Earth and said, I can't figure that language out.
The only reason I don't speak English is because I was born here, honestly.
That's probably true.
I'm picking up Japanese by osmosis. Like, it's just soaking into my brain, I'm noticing, and I'm not even trying. I guess I did that with English, but that's just because I'm around it all the time. I don't know. Pigs.
Yeah, see, the only thing in Japanese you really need to know is Miku Hatsune.
Oh, dude, don't get me started. I fell down a dark hole of, like, there's so many awesome videos on YouTube. I posted this on the site, so people know about this. Like, her performing live, oh, it's incredible. Thousands of people screaming for a person who doesn't exist, and she comes out and she just appears out of nowhere because she's virtual. Oh, it's incredible.
I don't know if that's really awesome or really sad.
It's both, so it makes it even more awesome.
Okay. I totally understand
tears
that.
Tears of joy because it was so awesome for me. Seriously.
Question 5. If Link feeds the pigs all-purpose bait in this game, they'll dig in the ground and uncover items like hidden rupees.
Okay. Link, rupees. You're probably talking about Zelda.
You are absolutely correct.
But which Zelda? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Do you feel like a pig? Wait, no. Do you feel like a... No, not a Zelda. Do you feel like the pig of time? Dude! I just get this vision of, like, an hourglass with, like, pig legs and a pig head just walking around.
That sounds like something from, like, Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland.
It does, doesn't it?
It does.
Oh, maybe it's in that Frankenweenie movie. I don't know.
Imagine if Tim Burton did a Wind Waker movie.
I don't want Tim Baker. Who is Tim Baker?
I have no idea.
I don't want him doing a Zelda game either. Tim Baker or Kim Burton or Jeff Burton or Mark Martin or whoever. I don't even know.
I know who Tom Baker is.
I don't know who that is.
That's Doctor Who.
Okay, well, great. Yeah, great. Throw your Whovian stuff at me while I'm sitting here talking about The Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker. Is it The Wind Waker or just Wind Waker?
It is The Wind Waker.
Is it?
Okay. I have always just called it Wind Waker, but I looked at the case the other day, and it does have the word the in the front.
Does it? Okay.
Yes.
I'm checking my sources here as I speak. I'm going to see what I typed in my phone, see if I got it right. But, yeah, a cartoon Link grabbing cartoon pigs. It's adorable.
It is. I like, because you have to get down on your, you know, hands and knees and crawl behind them to pick them up. And Link doing that is just, it's crazy. And then you get inside the grass, you can't see Link anymore. You're like, where'd he go? And then all of a sudden, there's a pig above your head.
I love it when you catch the pig in Smash Brothers Brawl when you play as Toon Link. And I did type the Wind Waker in my phone. So, all right, there you go. Way to go, me. Wind Waker. Pigs.
One of the best Zelda games.
That Kim Borgen? I don't even know what I said anymore. I don't know.
Question 6. This PlayStation turn-based strategy game takes place in Australia in the Pacific Ocean.
Is that a typo?
No.
Okay, I'll let you continue the question.
The cover is reminiscent of the photo of American soldiers raising the flag over the island of Iwo Jima.
Iwo Jima. Okay, so that's that was World War II.
Yes.
Australia, really? Like sausage?
Australia.
I get it. The Pacific Ocean's pretty good, I gotta say. I'm not happy about with Australia. I'll let it slide, but Pacific Ocean totally makes up for it.
Absolutely.
Pacific Ocean.
And I want to play this game now.
Do you? You want to play Hogs of War?
I do want to play Hogs of War.
It sounds pretty awesome.
That brings to mind an image of Kratos as a pig.
You know, Spider-Man was a pig once. You ever heard of
Spider-Pig?
Spider-Pig?
Yeah, does whatever a Spider-Pig does.
No, not a Spider-Pig. I'm talking about Spider-Ham.
Mm.
Spider-Ham. Not the Simpsons Spider. No, don't get me wrong. Spider-Pig's pretty cool. So is Harry Porker. But Spider-Ham, Tony. Spider-Ham, otherwise known as Peter Porker. See what they did there?
That is clever.
It's good, isn't it? Right?
Is what that is, yeah.
Finish Shattered Dimensions, people. Trust me.
Round 3.
Unlike question blocks in the past where we trade off rounds, I've got round 3 this week.
Oh, what does that mean, I wonder? Stay tuned.
Oh, people know.
Yeah, they Oh, they know what's coming, and you know what's coming.
Round 3 is called It's Your Video Game, Charlie Brown.
Peanuts.
These are all about Peanuts video games.
Yeah, let's do it.
Question 7. This XBLA game is actually a re-release of a PS2 game called Snoopy vs. the Red Baron. It's also the first game I bought DLC for before actually owning the game.
Okay, how is that clue helping anyone other than you?
I just wanted to say it.
Did you just want to throw that out there? You know, you didn't have to make that part of the question. You could have just said it when we're talking about it.
Well, I've talked about it on the show before, so maybe if people remember.
Good grief, Tony. Seriously? I was a little slow in the draw on that one. I should have thought about that about 10 seconds earlier. You know what? I do what I can. I'm only one man. Peanuts, people. Look it up. It's a thing. Snoopy Flying Ace.
Snoopy Flying Ace.
Man, Snoopy, right?
Which is a great game.
Joe Cool, right? God, flying around.
And I have to tell you, the inspiration for this round was that today I bought a model of a Sopwith camel and put it together.
A camel?
And yes.
What was the name of the plane? A Sopwith camel?
Yes.
What is that?
That is the name of the plane.
What plane?
That Snoopy flies.
He doesn't fly a plane. He flies a doghouse.
But it's supposed to be a Sopwith camel.
Is a camel a name of a plane?
Yes.
I did not know this. I don't know World War I planes. I don't know World War II planes.
So,
there's only three World War I planes. I mean, there were blimps. Let's take a blimp into a war. Who thought that was a good idea?
The Germans.
Giant balloon made of metal, wood, and hydrogen. It couldn't be any more flammable if we tried. And we're going to send it into a war zone?
That's why they didn't last very long in war.
Man, not the best idea. Not the best idea, people.
Question 8. While he might not be good enough for Wimbledon, Snoopy did hit the courts in this game, along with Charlie Brown and 11 of their friends.
Oh, hitting the courts. I don't know what courts is it. Like the jury courts?
It's the night court.
The night court? Wait, Richard Mull?
Yes.
And Dave Thomas? Is that right? No.
That is... No. It's Dave something else.
Dave something else. Dave Thomas is the Wendy's guy, right?
Yes.
What happened if Dave Thomas and Colonel Sanders got in a fight? Has that ever happened?
I'm sure it probably has.
I mean, you gotta think at some point they met each other in a bar and, like, pulled a knife on each other, right?
And then Ronald McDonald stole all of their money.
Yeah, he's got it all anyway. Snoopy tennis for the Game Boy Color. That was a weird tangent, dude. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know how that happened.
It's not like we've ever done that before.
No, there's never. We don't have tangents on these shows. What are you talking about?
Ever.
Snoopy tennis. I've never played this game, but now I want to.
I want to as well.
Game Boy Color games are hard to come by in my experiences.
I look in vintage stock quite often for them, and they're pretty slim pickings.
I actually saw, for the second time in my life, the Resident Evil Game Boy Color game.
Really?
Yes, I did. So, you know, if you want that, I can hook you up. I already have one copy of it, but I've only ever seen two in my life. Maybe I should go pick that up and sell that on... No, I'm not going to sell it on eBay. Dang it, Shannon, quit putting ideas in my head.
Question 9. Shannon's evil.
I know.
Charlie Brown and the gang must help Linus find his favorite blue bedding in this educational game from the web production.
Man, Linus in that blanket, dude. He's pretty awesome with them. Remember in like the movie where he like popped like a whip?
Oh yeah.
Man, yeah.
He's pretty deadly with that.
He is, right?
And it's so funny. Andrew anymore gets to the point where he'll bring you his blanket when he's tired, and when he does, he looks exactly like Linus carrying it around.
Is he walking already?
Oh, he's been walking for a long time.
Has he? Is he like 12 at this point? I don't know, lost track.
He's actually only 8.
I say, he's not even a year old yet.
He's 13 months.
Oh, is he?
Yep.
Wait, that's more than a year.
That is more than a year.
At what point do you stop using months? Have we talked about this before?
I don't know if we have on the show or not, but I usually stop after a year.
After a year? Well, you just said 13.
Yeah, I did. But usually I'm like, he's a year old. If anybody asks me, he's usually just...
Well, I asked you and you said he was 13 months.
Okay, well, erase everything I just said and pretend I didn't say that.
Do you really want me to erase everything you just said? Because it'd be a really weird podcast, me responding to no one. I could do that. It'd be a lot of work.
It would be a little weird to listen to.
Welcome to the block. That'd be like half of the podcast would be gone. Where's the blanket, Charlie Brown? Let's get back on track here. I've never heard of this game.
It came out about 10 years ago on the PC. It's just it's an educational game. I don't know. It's probably not any good.
What does it teach you about? How to find blankets?
Teach you how to fold
how
your
to
laundry.
Fold laundry? That's what I was thinking, too. Sort the whites and the colors and the delicates. I have two piles of colors, and I have whites. You know, and sometimes I'll put the towels and the jeans next to each other, but I just kind of throw it all in there, wash it on cold, throw it in the dryer. I don't really care.
I usually end up with a pin in the laundry
somehow.
I don't
care about clothing that much. I mean, I'm glad it's there, and I'm the kind of person that should wear clothing, trust me. But you know, I don't like it.
I'm not sure I like where this tangent is going.
Tremendous pain in the neck. Well, let's just move on then. Let's just forget about it.
All right.
Round 4.
It's time for the hot seat, Shelby.
This is it. The moment you have been waiting for, people. After last week, I got 1 out of 3 points. But why are we keeping score like this, Tony?
because you and I are having a little friendly competition. There's a game coming out in November that both of us want to play.
There is.
And we figured this is probably just the best way to decide who gets to review the game.
Yeah, I don't know if we decided so much as you decided, and I was like, okay, I guess that'll keep me from having to punch you, which I was fine with, really, but, you know, I understand why you weren't.
Wow. Yeah, it is only the second game we've ever had one of these, I want to review this game, no, I want to review this game type conversations.
So this is for the, this is not, for this. I guess this is round two of round, it's round four. But it's like still the bottom half of round. Okay, this is confused. It's round four. This is your question block question. Oh, I gotta take a nap.
My category is Final Fantasy IV. Yeah,
you do the hosting thing. This is hard. I can't do it. You tell them what's gonna happen and just let me know when I need to start reading questions.
All right. Shelby's gonna ask me three questions, an easy question, a medium question, and a hard one. This is really weird, by the way. And we're gonna find out just how much I know about Final Fantasy. And I can tell you right now, the answer's probably not very much. It's been 2 or 3 years since I played Final Fantasy IV. My favorite in the franchise, so let's see.
I don't even need to be here, I don't think.
All right, give me the questions, and I'll ask the questions to myself.
If I could, I would. I just check out, you know? And like, just let me know when it's done recording, I'll edit it and put it up.
There you go.
All right, Final Fantasy IV, your favorite Final Fantasy game. I believe one of your top games of all time, correct?
It is on that list, yes.
Yeah, it's on that list. I was saying that earlier today. All right, here we go, dude. Your easy question. Are you ready?
I am not.
All right, here we go. Easy question, anyway. Ready or not, here it comes. Who, mind you, who is the composer for the Final Fantasy IV soundtrack?
Good Lord. Nobuo Uematsu.
That is correct. I knew you knew that. When you said good Lord, I'm like, what? I know you know this.
Everybody should know this.
I wouldn't know it off the top of my head. If somebody says it, I know. But yeah, this was like, he got started on the Final Fantasy thing, and they're like, hey, you're pretty good at this. He's like, yeah, I am. I don't know why he sounds German all of a sudden, but that was a bad impression.
Well, you know, the Germans and the Japanese did work together during World War II. Maybe there was some cross-pollination.
That's not something we really want to bring up. I mean, I realize we were talking about the Red Baron. We've covered both World Wars. Great. Good job. You did it. I don't know why you were trying to do it.
We're like Frank West. We've covered wars, you know.
Good. Nice. You're on the ball. I'm totally off my game tonight. All right. Question one. You got 1 point. You've tied my performance from last week.
All right, I'm good to go.
Will you repeat my follies, or will you succeed where I once failed?
Oh, I'll probably fail.
Hot seat, medium question. Here we go. Under what subtitle was Final Fantasy IV re-released for the PlayStation Portable?
Oh, I don't know. I've never played the PlayStation. I don't care about the PlayStation Portable.
Well, maybe you should. This is a pretty comprehensive thing here.
Final Fantasy IV, the complete collection.
That is correct. How did you get that?
Because I remembered that it has Final Fantasy IV and Final Fantasy IV, the after years.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said it's a comprehensive thing. I kind of regretted it after I said it. But yes, correct. Good job, Tony. 2 points. You are now in the lead, sir. How does it feel?
I don't know.
Don't know? You don't know how it feels to be winning? Because you are. You're a winner right now. But, you know, you may not continue to be a winner. All right, well, you blew the medium question out of the water. Easy question was no problem, but here it comes. This is the hard question, Tony, and I hope it's hard. Because sometimes these hard questions are hard for me to write, because I don't know as much about this game as you do. But we shall see.
Let's find out.
Due to cartridge size limits, what dungeon, where each character has to progress on his or her own, was cut from the original release, and what one system was it ever included on? So I'm looking for two things here, the name of the dungeon and the system that it was finally included on. The only system it's ever been included on, actually.
I'm going to say it was on the GBA version of the game.
Okay. That's the first part. Now, before I tell you if that's correct or not, I need a name of the dungeon.
I want to say the Pit of 100 Trials, but that's from Paper Mario.
Okay, that's probably not right.
Oh my gosh, I've never done this. I always skip this part.
Oh, I see. You know it, though.
What is it?
What is it?
I cannot remember what it's called.
What indeed is it? Is it the complete dungeon? I don't know, maybe.
No, maybe that is. No.
You never know.
You wouldn't tell me the answer.
Well, maybe I would, just to blow your mind.
I have no idea. I cannot remember the name of it at all. Once you tell me, I'll probably remember, but
I should probably say something just for the heck of it. Say Curtis Miller, you know, maybe something like that would be good to know. You can't lose points for getting it wrong. I'll tell you that much.
Oh my gosh. Gosh, gosh. Oshkosh Bagoshkin. The Oshkosh Dungeon. I don't know.
Going with the Oshkosh Dungeon, a dungeon made of denim and buttons.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm afraid Oshkosh Dungeon is incorrect. And Game Boy Advance is also incorrect, because that's right. It is on the Game Boy Advance. You're correct with that. I tried to throw you for a loop there. But the name of the dungeon is the Lunar Ruins.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go, dude. You nailed it. 2.5. 2.5. You're blowing me out of the water.
Man.
It pressure's on me next week now. If I don't get at least 2 questions, the contest is over.
I'm actually very surprised.
Pretty good. You did really well, dude. I'm surprised you got the complete collection. I mean, that was a medium question, but I knew you didn't know a lot about the PSP.
It's been a while since I've played that game, and I know of that release, and I want to play it, but I don't own a PSP, so...
I debated making that the hard question, just because I know you know a lot about the PSP. I'm glad I didn't now. I would have been extremely disappointed. But I'm like, it's a game title series. He likes Final Fantasy IV. He's seen the name at some point. So I'm like, he's seen it. It's in his head.
And I just bought another copy of Final Fantasy IV for the DS, so I'll probably be playing through it here before too long.
Nice.
So
there you go,
dude.
That's
pretty good.
2.5. You are leaps and bounds in the lead. The pressure's on me next week. I got to pick a good category here. I would like to point out you picked a single game while I picked like 3 dozen movies, but you know what? I'm not bitter at all.
I'll pick something much more broad for my second.
All right, well, I'll try to pick something a little more specific next time. We'll try to balance it out. I think that's a good idea. That's a good point.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Okay. There you go. If anybody out there wants to take their turn in the hot seat like I did tonight and find out how much you know about a category, send us an email to podcast@nintendo-oki.com and let us know what you want to be quizzed on, and we'll put you in the hot seat. Shelby, the competition's off to a pretty good start so far, I think.
It's heating up. That's not a pun about the hot seat. I mean, it's getting hot. Dang it, it is a pun about the hot seat.
It's going to be very good for the next couple of
weeks. Pressure's on. I wonder what I'm going to pick. I'm going to have to think about it.
Really looking forward to Extra Life tomorrow.
Oh, man, it's going to be so much fun.
Schedule is out there on the site. I really, really want to know what's going on for Bad Game Beatdown.
We'll find out soon enough.
Yes, so... Having said that, we'll see everybody again in 7 days.